I'm Landon Martin Tillery. Dad wrote on my notes this morning, just Landon Martin, and I had to remind him that I'm married. So I'm Landon Martin Tillery. I'm married to Tyler, but I'm also Joe and Nancy's daughter. Thank you all for being here, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Thank you. I'll try not to get emotional, but it's really hard once you're up here on Mother's Day. I'm pregnant, so if I cry, I have a few excuses, and if I'm nervous, you know, that's just it. But so my story of becoming a mom starts about 4 years ago. Really, the burning inside of me started about 4 years ago. My brother and sister-in-law, they live in Houston, and they had just had their second daughter, Sawyer. And I was really emotional about it because Joe and MC were, life was happening really fast for them. They had gotten married, they had had a kid right away, they had had another kid right away, and they were sort of having the life that I had thought that God had kind of told me that I was going to have before my brother. growing up, my brother was always just, like, actually neither one of us had boyfriends or girlfriends. So everybody kind of told me, you're gonna be the first one to get married, you're gonna be the first one to have kids. And so when it started happening for him really fast, I started getting really discouraged and just really emotional, like, why isn't that happening for me? The Ecclesiastes 5:2, it says, "Don't shoot off your mouth or speak before you think. Don't be too quick to tell God what you think he wants to hear. God's in charge, not you, so the less you speak, the better." And I think that this can even ring true with other people speaking over you or, you know, speaking about you, even if they're sort of doing it casually. Sometimes you can take those words to heart and kind of build up an expectation that's not from the Lord. And so I had done this. In Proverbs 16, it says, mortals make elaborate plans, but God has the last word. Humans are satisfied with whatever looks good, but God probes for what is good. Put God in charge of your work, then what you've planned will take place. God made everything with a place and purpose. Even the wicked are included, but for judgment. We plan the way we want to live, but only God makes us able to live it. I think, you know, I really had to, like, settle into the fact that Joe and MC had this wonderful world, you know, that they were building this wonderful family, and that God was preparing me for something that he wanted just for me, you know. And so what I was observing in my brother maybe wasn't the life that God had wanted for me. So at a women's conference here in 2015, the theme was to dream. And so on Friday night, the speaker had everybody write down a dream. And so I put pen to paper and I said, "God, I'm dreaming to be a mom. I really want to be a mom." Well, this was only 2 weeks after I had met my now husband, Tyler. And I don't know how many of you know this, but at the time, Cameron was 7. And my story of wanting to be a mom, like, wouldn't be true without having an amazing mom, you know? I think you want to be something that you've had a really great experience with. And so mom gave me that. Her love for us is totally unconditional. It's limitless. I don't know how she does it. She has the capacity to love all of us, but also all of you like your own. And so I think that's pretty remarkable. But she's taught me so many things over the years, but now as a mom, there are a few things that I definitely want to, like, pass on through my journey, and so here they are. Turn off the outside noise. Just don't listen to it. Outside noise can come from people, but it can also come from your own head. I think just turning it off, don't listen to it, and to follow that, being super sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through you and in you at all times. Worship in all things and at all times. Mom grew up singing, like, morning to night. And so Joe 3 and I sing, and, you know, while none of us are up here on the stage, but now Cameron, so maybe she'll be our worship leader, but she really just taught us to worship the Lord in the good and the bad and the hard, and so that's been great. Emotional and spiritual breakdowns are intended to set us up for a rebuild. This one's really hard, especially watching your kids go through some of the things that I know that both of them watched us go through, but there's a really good C3 song, and one of the lines says, this is where I'm meant to be, here in your love, you're rebuilding me. And there wouldn't be a rebuild without a breakdown, so you have to have a breakdown in order to get rebuilt. And then life is definitely a celebration. It's not a grind. You know, I think that especially for, like, my millennial generation, we like to say, like, back to the grind on Monday morning, you know, back to, like, life as we know it. But, like, really, life is meant to be celebrated, and it's not meant to be, you know, dreaded. So thank you for all of that, Mom. Last year, a woman from this church called my dad and left a voicemail on his phone and with a word from the Lord for me. And her word was double portion, double blessing. I told you that this story starts about 4 years ago when Sawyer was born. Fast forward to 4 years later, and I'm pregnant with twins. So, so little did I know how quickly I would catch up to my brother, because come September or October, I'll have 3 girls. He has 3 girls. So it's funny the way that God works. Obviously, I wouldn't be a mom right now if God had not brought Tyler and me together and brought Cameron into my life, who, you know, I treat her as my own. She is my own. So, but this story definitely goes beyond me and my narrative. You know, 3 years ago, Cameron really didn't really know what worship was. And now she's up on the stage singing a worship song. And Tyler, like, has had a journey of his own. Some of you may have heard his testimony a couple years ago, but they really weren't regular churchgoers. And now he's here. He serves 2 Sundays out of the month. He leads the security team. So really, me becoming a mom has had a ripple effect on those around me. And so it's been really wonderful. And, you know, that had you told me 4 years ago that 4 years, you know, now I'd have, you know, almost 3 kids and be married to the most amazing man, I probably would have laughed, because at that time, you know, I didn't see it. So anyway, but I hope you're all encouraged by that. I know you're going to be encouraged by what my mom has to say today. And with that, I'll bring you up here.
Well, I had told the team when we were getting ready for this, I'd just love it to be an experiential Sunday, and I hope it already has been for you all, and thanks for the opportunity to be up here. You know what? I think they're going to play a song. Speaking of that, I love music. Anthony, can you roll our song? Let's see. See if he's ready. Kind of goes along with what I'm going to talk to you about today. It's the theme from Rocky. Anthony, just thumbs up, thumbs down. I can do it with or without. Not that I'm going to sing it. All right, I want y'all to stand. I want you to stand. I need music. Some of you guys, loosen up like you're in the ring. You like Rocky. Get ready. Get ready. Loosen up. All right, and let me pray before we sit. Father, we thank you for a powerful, that's awesome, a powerful morning with you, oh God. The title today is Not Today, Devil. So I thank you, Father, that we're all in the ring with you. You're training us, Father, not only to win this fight in the natural, but the spiritual as well. So we thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, fall in this place. I don't have Chris up here to dance with me, but Father, we thank you that everybody can be loose. Loosen up, Father, to receive. So I pray that people would open their ears. Oh, there he is. Help me with the boxing. Oh, my God. gosh. It's exactly what I needed. All right, y'all can be seated. Chris. I just want to do Staying Alive with Him and everything. Pastor Joe, that was awesome when you did that last week. I'm Pastor Joe's wife, Nancy. You all don't know yet who I am. But, you know, a few months ago, I spoke on This Is Me was my title, and encouraging each and every one of us can be and will be used by God. And I spoke on the life of Rahab, and it was just a life where she never would have seen it coming or known that God would use her in the mighty way that He did. Then the next title a few months later was We Are Family. And where I was at that time is, can we really fight it out together? Can we really cross the finish line together? We're all different, and can we work out our differences? So when Mother's Day comes around, this has been my Sunday for I don't know how many years. But I was telling Joe, I just now, as the mama of the house, I want to talk to us about getting that fighting spirit in us, like a Rocky spirit, to say, not today, devil. On our own behalf, but even others in our lives. I want to tell you all, when we do the prayer cards, I am so encouraged right now. There's at least 40 cards a week that we're getting. And you all are warring and fighting and standing with people for cancers, bankruptcies, divorce, wayward kids. So I want to start off and say I just honor each and every one of you and admire you for your fighting spirit. Don't let go of that. I was looking up about Rocky Balboa, and I think Sylvester Stallone said something like, I don't have much in my head, so I can fight it out with my hands and my footwork. And I thought, you know, it's been a 30-year journey for me, 33-year journey, really, being saved and being called to the ministry. And I can honestly tell you guys that I would try to fight it out in the natural. And I think the longer it goes, I realize we need God. God's word, God's help. In fact, you really mess it up, and it gets worse sometimes when you just try to fight it out with your mouth and just getting in the flesh, the natural. I want to read Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. That's our text today. Jesus was a great mentor and example for us, and the devil tempted him and came at him. And when you listen to this, you're going to realize how we stand, how we fight by his example. Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. I do want to stop right there and say, God is in control of everything. So when all hell is breaking loose in your life, it doesn't mean that God has abandoned you. These tests can be very good for us. They can strengthen us in our resolve. And that's my prayer, that they do that. They don't turn us away from God. They bring us toward God. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." And Jesus was so vulnerable. He was hungry. And I think just starting off, I want to say he is such a cunning devil. Comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But he will come when we are vulnerable. Jesus answered and said, "It is written." So the devil always says, "If you are." He just taunts and tempts us. Our response should be, "It is written." Every time. So Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Well, then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of a temple, and he said to him again, "If you are the Son of God, well, throw yourself down." What do you think Jesus said? "It is. It is. It is written. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down." he shall give, this is the devil right now saying, he'll give his angels charge over you, and they'll bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus does say, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And I heard this so often when I met Joe and we went into the ministry, but I mean, the devil knows how to use the word of God as well against us. So get to know the Spirit of God and how to stand and how to fight back. I was going to say this at the beginning and I kind of forgot, but my grandmother's name is Fancy and I love being called Fancy. But lately, Pastor Joe's calling me Rocky. And I thought today I do not mind being called Rocky. It drives the granddaughters crazy. They said, she's fancy. But I really realized that it really has been a fight for me to not believe in my natural self and want to work it out my own way, but to lean and rely on the Spirit and the Word and the heart of God. One more time, again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. That is the enemy. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And then the devil left, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So what my prayer is this morning as I'm just going through all of this is that God will speak to you. Where are you at? Where is the devil hitting you below the belt? I'm not talking about small things, but what's going on in your life? We're going to kind of pick that apart so you can recognize, but the devil is always looking for an opportune time. It's all right here. And then we try to fight it out here. And Rocky did win, but the one step up for us as believers is we win the spiritual battle. We win the spiritual war. But the enemy is always looking when we're tired, when we're weak, when we're angry, disappointed. We all go through wilderness times and seasons, a time when we are hungry, weak, discouraged. He is watching and he's waiting for a time when you are so vulnerable. Many times the Spirit of God, though, is with us and he can lead us into these times, these wilderness times. I love this at the third time when the enemy came to Jesus. He was like, hey, hurry up. You're King of Kings, hurry up. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to be humiliated. You don't have to go to the cross. You're King of Kings, just do it now. Satan's temptations, they are not random. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, he knows how to hit each one of us. And on Mother's Day, he knows how to hit you about your family, and he knows how to hit your children. The answer is to not try to work it out in your flesh. You need the Word of God. You need the heart of God. You need the Spirit of God. I even have some crazy stories where I'm telling you, out of the blue, God would wake me up or speak to me on how to help my children. I couldn't have come up with those things to help my kids. The Holy Spirit is our guide, our friend, our protector. But it is a battle. It is. We do get in that boxing ring. Rocky had to train himself. He was just a scrapper. And he was bruised and bloody. And I mean, who did not love Rocky the first time you ever saw it and you're just pulling for him? I mean, that's how, as the mom of the house, I'm so proud of you, number one. I look out and I'm just seeing single mamas here and people that have had to fight back, health issues, marriage, family, businesses that failed. I'm so proud of you. But then I'm in this with you is keep learning how to stand and fight with the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the heart of God. I always tell you guys this, and I hope I am correct, but I have a village around me to help me when I don't see the things that God wants me to see. You need to have people that don't just pat you on the back. You need to have some folks that speak the truth in love and will help you and guide you. So if you don't have them, I'd suggest that you find them. Again, the devil targets us. And sometimes it's just a maximum effect, a blow on us. Jesus each time responded not in his own strength. Isn't that awesome? We got to learn to do that. Train yourself that way. Jesus didn't pump himself up and go, boy, this is all coming from my own strength. He used the scriptures. But we need to dwell on the scriptures and meditate on the scriptures. Internalize them and believe them. Satan tempted Jesus by trying to get him to look at and dwell on himself. If you are. Jesus responded with truths about God, not about himself. His focus was on the scriptures. That's where Jesus' strength came from. The tempter will continually draw our attention to ourself. What you've suffered. I tell you, it's so beautiful to really watch someone that has been a Christian and a believer in a long enough time that, yes, they're suffering, but out of their mouth, and it's okay to say, I have suffered, it's been difficult. But you have to be careful that he doesn't keep you in that ring and just keep you just pummeled, beat, bloody, bruised. I think the hard part is you have to do this yourself. You can get a village around you. You can get help and encouragement. At the end of the day, we have to learn how to fight back with God's word and know God's heart for us. I have a mentor, and you know, she has to remind me that, Nancy, the joy that's in you is God-given. Be okay with that. Be okay with being who you are. So also get some folks around you that help you see the best of you. Some personalities tend to beat ourselves up. Others probably need a little bit more of that. But just watch the words that you're agreeing with. Are those words from God himself and the Spirit of God and why Christ went to the cross for you? I'm sick. I'm never going to get well. You know, I remember one time, and I've shared before, but I had something like a Meniere's disease. So lots of imbalance when the church first started and lots of hearing loss, and I'm completely healed. But the doctors had to do what they were supposed to do. Nancy, you won't get better. I mean, this is it. It's going to keep getting worse. And I wasn't upset at one doctor in particular, but when I left there, I got in the bathroom and I hit my knees and I just spoke those words off of my life and off of my heart. And it was amazing. I totally, and the village around me, I just knew that God was with me and he loved me and he was going to heal me. So any of y'all ever need prayer for and someone to have faith that God can heal you physically from something pretty dramatic and terrible and hopeless, come up. And I love to lay hands on you and pray for you. I have the faith for you that God can heal you completely. So another way that the devil comes in just a crummy way is you need that. And you just have to be careful. God, I want what you want for me. I think we can lie, cheat, steal, get selfish, jealous, envious. You have to watch these things. Stay with the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness. Watch yourself, especially what's going on up here. You know, I was thinking, yeah, again, Rocky, you know, he didn't have much here, so he learned this. But I thought, for us, I wasn't very strong here. I mean, when Joe and I got married, and I was Catholic, and the whole business went south, and then Joe said, let's start a Bible study, and that went well. Nancy, let's go in the ministry. I said, sure. I mean, I've shared it before. But you know what? I did not realize I cannot agree with the devil and all the stuff he throws at me. I felt for years and years and years I was so not qualified for anything to serve in the house of God. I didn't even think I dressed right. And my past was terrible. But it was wonderful because our past is our story. I love Christians that are honest. Joe sometimes doesn't let me get in marriage counseling because I tell all y'all we work on the same stuff. Bam, you went under the bus. He had a picture of me throwing him under the bus. I just forgot to bring it. But I love to tell you guys we're in it together. I don't mind that. I had to work on my faith that God would heal me, that as different as Joe and I were, people would cry and go, but if you all could see yourselves together on what God wants to do with you. So I'm speaking to some of you now in your marriages and with your friends and family members. Do not focus on, we're so different. It's never going to work. Say, we are so different. It's beautiful. Joe said it's the trick of God, right? You marry and you think you're just the same. And then you find out, no, we're really different. So that's a good thing. So find some scriptures that go, beauty can come from those ashes. He restores, he rebuilds, he redeems. Do not let the devil win. Get the eye of the tiger. Some of you are bloody and bruised and broken. That's wonderful. Now come to him. Now come to his word. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. It's so amazing. But don't do it in your own strength. Do it with him, with his word and his strength. You know, there's pride. And I just think it's when we compare, when we compete. You can smell those people coming a mile away. I've been those people. Rejection. Work on these things, I'm telling you. Work on them. And if we're all honest, we all have these battles. We get selfish. That's what I need. I'm sort of mad at God. I mean, he should have given me that. Why don't I have that? It is so freeing to be let go of all that. And you're like, wow. You know you're not rattled in your heart and in your mind. It's like Rocky. He won there and called out Adrian. Well, we win. And we call out that, what a beautiful name it is. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And we were at prayer a few weeks ago, and I could see you all like establishing Jesus in your home, over your situations, over your children, over your marriage, over your jobs. Don't do it in your own strength. I have so much more peace when I'm not trying to figure it out myself. And celebrate who you are. Say, God, today, this is how you've made me. For me, when people say, Nancy, he rejoices over you. He likes you. I love when people tell me that. Staff, they'll all tell me this week. I am that personality where I just, that's a battle for me. But 33 years later, I know I'm stronger. Because of the love of God, the life of God, the word of God, and his promises. Another thing is, what's been done to us? By golly, who's been against us? You know, one of our elders, when he first started the church, I didn't have this growing up, but his father kept telling him, you won't amount to anything, nothing. You'll be nothing. But you know what? I bet if we didn't have parents that told us that, we might have had teachers or classmates, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. All of us sort of have some chains. We got to break those chains. And I love that Cameron said she'd get up here and sing. I'm telling you, if tomorrow was my last day, I think the grandbabies would say, Fancy / Rocky, try to sing herself into a healthy lifestyle. I sing the word of God all the time. Too much, I know, I'm sorry. I mean, One time I sat counselor, he goes, do you sing a lot? That's a bad thing. And I said, nope, nope, for me it's a good thing. He said, it means you're lonely and all this stuff. Eh, get out of here. For me, I'm singing Let the Devil Know Not Today. And I was just singing it for you all, and I'm so proud of you. These prayer requests, y'all are fighting. You're fighting not only for yourselves, but for family members. Y'all need to come on Tuesday at 12. We start about 12:15. We come at 12 so we can hug you. Come to prayer. Pray for other people. Get your eyes off of just yourself. But I'm telling you, these are like people are standing for people that have a month left to live and cancer and bankruptcy and losing your home, losing your children, can't get pregnant, want to be married. Stand with other people. Pray the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. Pray that they get that in their spirit. They're not just ruled by their flesh and their own desires. A couple things of examples. When the church first started, and sometimes it's a battle, even in the church, if people don't understand what you're going through, love them, but get alone with God and make sure it's what God's putting in your heart. So when the church first started, maybe it was 2 years old, I woke up one morning and I had a vision. Joe and I were on these horses and we planted the flag. And it was like God said, you need to stay there. Believe it or not, it was here, you know, Trinity Church, this building, this facility. You need to plant your flag, both of you, and lead the army that I've called you to lead at Trinity Church. You plant those flags. We were on our horses and it was like, you're not going anywhere. I am with you. That day, a guy named Tommy Sirotnik, he was one of those power men, yeah, power builders. He came and he spoke on that very thing. He was like, Joe and Nancy, riding these horses, planting your flag. You're not going anywhere. You're leading God's army. And I don't think Joe would ever ask me to close a meeting. He said, Nancy, will you close? Because all I could do was cry. I got up on this stage. And I hit my knees right here, and all I could do was cry. Well, a group of older ladies invited me over for tea that week. And they said, Nancy, we believe you're having a nervous breakdown. We believe you need to get on medication and get some help. I was devastated. Well, I was young. I might have fought back a little bit better now, but you know what? It wasn't them. It was who was it? Yes, we're not fighting flesh and blood. I actually wasn't even mad at the ladies. It was a test. Who gives us our tests a lot of times? He does. He likes tests. I do. I think he does. He had to say, Nancy, you got to understand. You got to fight back. You got to know that that's my heart for you. You got to know that I've told you and Joe to plant the flag. And another example for us was Landon was a baby, and Joe was off hunting. And I was at the doctor's office, and they took Landon out of the room, and they didn't bring her back in to me. And their faces were just white, and they said, we've taken Landon in an ambulance to the hospital. We believe she has spinal meningitis. So I don't know. It was a miracle. They got a hold of Joe. Some police officer was flying 90 miles an hour or something and found Joe in East Texas. And Joe came to the hospital. And it was so amazing. Our old pastor, we had been at a meeting, right? And someone prophesied over Joe and I that your next child, you will get a terrible report on that child. You're not to believe it. You're just supposed to stand in the strength of God and the word of God, speak it over her. It was actually a beautiful time in the hospitals. We were able to pray for all these kids with that cystic fibrosis, I guess, the hall that we were on or whatever. And 8 days later, they sent us home, and they said, we don't know what happened to your daughter, but there's absolutely nothing. So I promise you guys, get some folks and friends around you that don't go, oh, bummer. Get some folks around you that walk in with this book. And go, you know what? Let's just sit back and start to read what God's word says. Turn on some worship music. and get to know his strong heart for you and your family. And I already brought this up, but I really think today there are some people, you're struggling in some relationships, and they can even be with your adult children. You're focusing on the wrong stuff, speaking the wrong words over these situations. I don't understand them. There's no hope for them. They've made a lot of bad choices. You know, that can be abuse too. If you don't, it's a verbal abuse. So I really want to charge some of you today. Start speaking words of life over your marriage, over your home, over your children. Because it really does work. This song that Cameron sang, I'll sing my soul into your presence. Whenever I say your name, let the devil know. Not today. You all, I just want to speak these. Y'all stand, please. And I'm going to speak a few scriptures. I did feel these couple things as I was praying this morning. This morning, you don't need to raise your hand, that some of you have been abused. You have been abused physically, emotionally, internally. You've been abused. My prayer and our prayer for you is you'll be set free today. Learn how to war. Do not think of those people. It's flesh and blood going on. Look into the Spirit and say, you can heal me. You can help me forgive. It's very, very important. We want to be free. We need to be free. So I want you guys to just close your eyes a minute, because I have a couple scriptures on identity. I'm just strongly speaking this over each and every one of us so the battle doesn't continue too strong, too much in your head. I am called and chosen by God. John 15. I want you guys to say that. I am called and chosen by God. John 15. Here's the next one. I have been bought with a price. I belong to God. Let's say that. I have been bought with a price, and I belong to God. 1 Corinthians. And for family, and on Mama's Day, and we really, really pray that this go in to your home and your family. You guys, just listen to this. My family will be blessed as I obey God's word out of Deuteronomy 12. And this is a biggie. Lord, turn my heart to my family and my family's heart to me. I think I was just encouraging us again, but I really love when people not only pray for themselves, but they pray for others. Here's victory. And if y'all don't have one of these books, I hope we can get them for you. Pastor Joe did them, and they're just phenomenal on worship and identity and prayer. The Lord is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of trouble. From Psalm 46, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Out of Proverbs 18. So I think we're almost done. I think we're going to, I don't know, are we going to sing Devil Know Not today? But let me pray, and then I want y'all to just, we got to get Chris back out here, and he can help us dance. All right, Father, thank you so much. Chris, Rocky. Father, thank you so much. Deposit in our heart and our spirit of faith in you. Not in ourselves, lest anyone should boast. I pray right now as I'm looking over you guys that God will heal family relationships that have been bad, really bad. That you would let God fight that battle. Watch your mouth. Watch your words. You need to wake up and say, I am a child of God, and I'm his representative. You're clay in his hands. Do not let those negative things come from your mouth. Not today, devil. I think I always see God up there cheering us on when we win. And we win when we say, not today, devil. You're not going to hit me where it hurts, where I'm vulnerable, disappointed, depressed, and angry. But church, be honest with yourself. We all have those bad days and those bad seasons. So I just speak a huge blessing, Father, and may this song get in our spirit. We'll sing our soul into your presence, oh God. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Let's sing your love. Love stood down, death crushed the devil's head. Fear is just a liar running out of breath. If I'm beneath your feet, I'm standing on Jesus.
Sometimes the mother just has to talk, right? Do you feel like you heard from your mother this morning? That's pretty good, wasn't it? Awesome. Great job, Nancy. Thank you. Landon, awesome. Cameron. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. May the Lord bless you today. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and bless you wherever you go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great, great day.